Well, live for the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth, I am America's voice. I'm glad to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, a border vaccine requirement could cripple trade with Canada. In fact, it's almost certain we'll have a special guest coming up on that. Number two, Michigan Democrats criticized after dismissing parents' role in public education, wrongfully, I might add. And number three, Attorney General Dana Nessel. Attorney General Dana Nessel using reckless rhetoric again to promote this twisted idea that somehow white supremacists are popping up everywhere in America. It's just an absolutely false narrative. It is fake news. But Dana Nessel was live over the weekend on MSNBC. The Attorney General of Michigan live on MSNBC over the weekend while there was an attack going on at a synagogue in Texas, not far from Dallas-Fort Worth. And Dana Nessel suggested the attack that it was a good chance it was rooted in white supremacy. Good chance it was rooted in the rise of white supremacy. This is such a stupid narrative. There is no rise in white supremacy. The way they define it has changed. The way they identify it has changed. There is no rise in white. There's not some sudden rush to white supremacy in America and the rise of the Ku Klux Klan. Give me a break. None of that is true. It's just flat out false. It's a narrative being peddled by the left to support the idea that they can investigate domestic terrorism by investigating you. That they can criminalize speech by calling it hate speech and go after you if you don't agree with a Democrat point of view. They'll label you as Bull Connor. They will label you as Jefferson Davis. They will label you as George Wallace. If you don't agree with what is being peddled by the left, you are the enemy. If you've missed that in the narrative, I'm sorry, but I'm here to help you figure it out. But let's start with Dana Nessel on MSNBC over the weekend, laying out the narrative that has become the Democrat narrative. It is lazy, it is obtuse, and it is absurd. Listen.
My biggest concern, hearing that it's at a synagogue, is that this is someone who's intent on committing hate crimes and an act of domestic terrorism, and it's not just a random person who wandered into a synagogue. Now, we don't know that for certain, but we have seen an incredible rise in rhetoric that is anti-Semitic being trafficked all around the country. And in the case of Michigan, that is why I established the first hate crimes and domestic terrorism unit anywhere in the state, one of the first in the country, because we were seeing an exponential rise in hate crimes and an exponential rise in the formation and the membership of these extremist organizations, many of which are white supremacy organizations, and they traffic in hatred against Jews and other minorities.
It seems to me that she traffics in anti-intellectual comments rooted only in fantasy and not in fact. That's what I see here and hear here. What a reprehensible bit of behavior. It's white supremacy. As it turns out, Dana, it was an Islamic terrorist from the UK. His name, Malik Faisal Akram. He held hostages in the hours-long incident. He was later shot to death. He was shot to death by an FBI sniper using a .308 sniper rifle with a high-powerful piece of glass on top. And allowing for windage, he killed the guy. Akram was demanding the release of Aifia Siddiqui, a Pakistani woman convicted of killing or trying to kill U.S. military officers while detained in Afghanistan. She's known as Lady Al-Qaeda. Lady Al-Qaeda was the only focus of this. It was an attack on a Jewish synagogue by an anti-Semitic Islamic terrorist in this country, I understand, illegally from the UK. But don't let the illegal alien part bother you. And Dana Nessel has the audacity, the gall to come up with a random explanation that has no basis in fact, no basis in reality. Escalating threats against the minority and Jewish communities, yeah, it happens every day. But not the way you're saying it, Dana Nessel. Not at all. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to issue an apology. Of course, that won't happen. Michigan Democrats, meanwhile, in their pursuit of whatever the hell it is they pursue, have deleted a tweet that went up over the weekend. Let me read you the tweet. Not sure where this parents should control what is taught in schools because they are our kids is originating, but parents do have the option to send their kids to a hand-selected private school at their own expense if this is what they desire. How many parents have the financial ability to send their kids to private school even if the school their kids are going to is a terrible mess? Not many is the answer you're looking for. It's not available to everyone. Private school is not available to everyone. The purpose of public education in public schools is not to teach kids only what parents want them to be taught, the Michigan Democrat Party post continues. It is to teach them what society needs them to know. The client of the public school is not the parent, but the community, the public. Wrong answer. In fact, the law first put out there in 1976 and updated into the late 1990s says quite clearly and reads quite clearly that parents are the real stakeholders. Parents have a legal right to be involved in their education. And it's this rejection of parents that has led Republicans and Democrats and independents alike to reject these Democrat socialist ideas. This is why Virginia saw a clean sweep of Republicans. Glenn Youngkin, governor. Winsome Sears, lieutenant governor. Jason Miaras as attorney general. That's why. Because of the attack on parents from the left being rejected across the board in this country every day. So between Dana Nessel suggesting that it's white supremacists that would attack a Jewish synagogue. Right, because that's the way it normally happens. Or that parents have no role in raising their children. Not in Michigan. Give me a break. This is why there's been a 14-point swing in the last few weeks. The Democrats were plus 9, according to Gallup. Republicans are now plus 5. That's a 14-point swing. The biggest such advantage for the Republicans, in fact, the first advantage for Republicans in 25 years. Because socialist programs and ideologies and ridiculous rhetoric like, you're Bull Connor. Really, Joe? At least you knew Bull Connor, Joe Biden. You're probably buddies with him, to be honest with you. At any rate, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about the huge problem heading to the supply chains because of Canada and America putting mandates for vaccines on truck drivers. It's going to be devastating. We'll talk about it straight ahead.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.